In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear Catholic faithful, few days ago, we have celebrated the Feast of Ascension of our Lord. And in the texts of the Holy Mass, in the lecture, in the Gospel, we have heard words, and then especially in the lecture, a certain question we do repeat often enough in our life, in a little bit changed version. We have heard that Jesus, after he has arisen from death, had company with the apostles for 40 days. During this time, he has instructed them the mysteries of the new life of the kingdom of God. And then the apostles have asked him the question, Lord, dost thou mean to restore the domination to Israel here and now? It was a question based on the mentality of the Old Testaments. And the Jews, they had expectation, very special expectation for the Messiah. It was told by the prophets to the Jews in the Old Testament that they are suffering now, but the Messiah is promised, and he will come, and he will liberate you. He will make you free. And because in that time when Jesus was born, Israel was under the occupation of the Roman Empire, so many people were understanding this promise that the Messiah will come and liberate them in that way that they have said, yes, he will come and he will be a sort of political Messiah. He will come and he will fight a battle against the pagans, against the Romans, and he will expel them from our country and we will become free and then we can live our own life and make our own decisions. But only the pious people, they understood that these promises, these prophecies, had an other sense, that God will come and save us from the sin as the real enemy of human beings. And the apostles were also following the main expectation of the Messiah. And that's why they have asked him, Lord, dost thou mean to restore the domination of Israel here and now? When will you make us free? We are expecting that from you. And it's interesting to hear, it's only a version, a hypothesis, but some people have told, also the teachers of the church, the fathers, they have told possibly this was one of the reasons of the behavior of Judas Iscariot. Judas Iscariot was also expecting that Jesus will come and will finally speak, go out from our country. We want to become free. But Jesus didn't say anything about that. He has spoken about the sin, about the liberation from the evil of the sin. But he has never spoken that he wants to restore the political kingdom of Israel. And so this theory says possibly Judas Iscariot did want to provoke Jesus, forcing him finally to put with his hand on the table and saying, go out. He was too peaceful for him. He had a wrong understanding of the promises of the prophets. Doesn't matter. Finally, we know what has happened with Judas Iscariot. But also the other 11 apostles had an analogical expectation, as we see. Then if not, they would never ask this question. When will you make us free, finally? Will it happen or will it not happen? And do we not recognize ourselves in this question? And Jesus told them, it is not for you to know the times and seasons which the Father has fixed by his own authority. It's not your question. This is a completely wrong question you ask here. It's not for you to know. It means it's not a part of God's revelation. You have not to waste time trying to find a response on this question. When will it happen? No. And he told them what the duty of the apostles is, the real one. Enough for you that the Holy Spirit will come upon you and you will receive strength from him. You are to be my witnesses in Jerusalem and throughout Judea, in Samaria, yes, and to the ends of the earth. Your destiny, your mission is to receive the Holy Spirit, the inspiration of God, and your mission is then to witness my truth all over the world, whereto I will be sending you. That's your duty you should focus to. Not asking question when will come the end of the world. Your question is to leave the unity with me, and then you will get the inspiration. You will get the understanding what is your mission, and that's your mission, to confess me all over the world. And now the hand on our heart. Do we not ask often enough the question, oh dear God, so many evil things do happen in this world, especially in this time, as we are thinking. And it's true, lots of evil things are happening in the world today too. And we ask then, when will you come and intervene? It's the highest time, O Lord. Come, show them the limits. There are so many liars, so many evil people who spread their evil spirit in the world. Is that not true? I think yes. And we see we have more or less accepted, but the big evil of abortion, for instance, when we imagine what does it mean, we as society are accepting to kill the most innocent we have, our unborn children. And possibly you have also heard that the so-called World Health Organization has decided to promote abortion as a high right of human beings. You have no right to criticize then the abortion. You will be eventually punished if you criticize abortion and show the opposition to that. And when we understand what it means, then we do also know how many lies are spread in the time today. Always, especially in the politics, we know we must not believe all, we must be pretty critical when we are hearing the news and reading them. But what we have experienced, I can speak only for my country in Germany. What we have heard in the last 3 years about this virus that vaccination, that political decision. There are so many gods were created by our human society. And now we have a new god we should adore, climate change. Do believe, this is the highest dogma. Do never ask critical questions. It's not given you to understand. There is an elite. It knows exactly what the truth is. I'm sarcastic now. And they are preparing evil things. Sometimes we have the impression the information is telling us. For instance, I have recently heard that they said a man who is involved in the World Economic Forum is saying, there are so many people, we don't need them. They are only useless eaters. Imagine, useless eaters. What is the destiny prepared for us? Who is not belonging to the highest of the elite? And nobody is persecuting these human-hating speeches. This is really human-hating speeches. I do tell it only to give an example. When we hear this, we become angry and we say, God, where are you? Come and put with your hand on the table and show them the limits. Take care for the truth, for the justice, for a basic level of humanity. As we understand humanity from Christian point of view. And we ask this question. But we have also to learn the lecture Jesus has given to the apostles. These words are also addressed to us. It's not for you, it's not for us to know the times and seasons which the Father has fixed by his own authority. There have many people been in past who have exactly fixed when the end of the world will come. The last time, as I heard, it was the millennium. Oh, the world, the end of the world will happen, some of the people told. And nothing has happened. Because it's not for us to know. It's not a part of revelation. God does not want that we waste time on this question. Our focus has to be enough for you that the Holy Spirit will come upon you and you will receive strength from him. You are to be my witnesses in Jerusalem and throughout Judea, in Samaria, yes, and to the ends of the earth. Our first step when such questions arise has to be prayer. To prayer as begging God for inspiration. Asking God, give us please, O Lord, the grace we understand how we should react now. What is now our main duty? What should be the first step? And many people say, okay, I pray together the rosary in a group with other people. We have on the continent, Germany, Switzerland, Austria, a movement that the people do every Wednesday evening, meet somewhere in publicity and pray together the rosary. The other people say, oh, I participate on any political company. The other say, I understand that I can help the society and our country, our people, by this way, by activity in social questions and so on. Do it. But first of all, it's important to get inspiration. The Holy Spirit has already come upon the church. And the Pentecost, the historical event, has already happened. And we have received the graces of the Holy Spirit, but we have to renew all these graces in order to cooperate better with the gift God has given us. So we do also need much, much, much inspiration, understanding of God's providence and God's will. So first step is to pray, but then the next step is to live. To live, it means to confess, to practice. To practice the three divine virtues, faith, hope, and love. In daily life, fulfilling consciously all our duties in the family, in business, on private level, we have different duties, but when we give the best and we invest ourselves as much as possible totally, then we do confess the holiness of Jesus Christ. And then we are focused on this. Interesting is the apostles were spread outside to do the missionary work. And this is also our duty. If God has not yet done the end of the world, then he is eventually expecting that we help him to convert some other people too. Possibly by our example, by our prayers, by our practical life, some other people will also become aware that there is more as the earthly life is offering us on joys, on happiness, and so on. People who have a real desire in their heart, they are feeling it's not enough what the world is offering me. I need more, but many people don't know where to find those other higher values. And this is possibly our job, by doing our duty sincerely, to give them a chance and advice. We don't know, but it's not senseless that what Jesus has told to apostles and what is telling to us. Enough for you that the Holy Spirit will come upon you, as if he wants to say us, enough for you that you ask for inspiration, and then you find responses, what is your next step to do? For one, it can be to be more diligent in the job. For another person, it's pay more attention on my wife, on my husband, on my children, my parents. For the third person, most important can be do have no fear if somebody is asking you a question regarding religion, regarding your belief, and so on. Have no fear. Why are we ashamed sometimes? And so on and so on. And then we cannot calculate ahead for years in future what will happen. We are responsible for now. And this is the best preparation for the future. What we are doing today is the best preparation for the future. And Jesus will be on our side. When we devote ourselves and give all we can, Jesus will not give us up. He will support us, and we will step by step understand. We cannot expect that we know all what will happen in a year. It's a long process, and only when we go this process, we will come to the insights in a year. But it's expecting from us to follow the steps Jesus has advised to the apostles too. And it's also interesting, let me finish with that. Jesus has done the all satisfaction. He has done satisfaction for the sins of the human beings, of us. But there is a small part, and obviously he is expecting we carry his cross with him. And we interpret our crosses as his cross. And if we accept our crosses and try to carry them as his cross, we can participate by our true, sincerely devotion on the process of redeeming people. We are not the source of the salvation grace. No, no, it's Jesus only. But obviously, he has given us to carry a part of it. And you know the simple situation, we are witnesses of good example of another person. This is inspiring us, supporting us to follow. So when we accept our questions and our crosses in our life as a chance to carry the cross with Jesus, then our sacrifices, our devotion can have also a healing effect, as Jesus' cross has had. He made the main work, he made all work, but God's providence is offering us a chance. You can, in some regard, participate. Saint Apostle Paul has told it once in one of his epistles that it's given for us also to carry the cross with Jesus. We will not be the source of salvation, of course, such a stupid heresy if somebody would seriously teach this. But with Jesus together, he is allowing us that we do also participate on that. And then we will also resurrect from the death. We will be also the witnesses of Jesus' resurrection. And he will live in our soul, in our heart. We can describe it by pious words, but we can only understand when we do the steps, when we follow, and then we do the experience. And so this is the time in which we live today, when God is very understandable, very human, the question, when will you come, O dear Lord? Come and save us. Save the world, save the good people, the innocent people. They become victims of real criminals. But we don't know. We know only a very small part of the reality. We see God knows all reality. That's why we should try to trust him, not forcing him to give us responses he will never do, as he has expressively told. It's not for you to know the times and the seasons which the Father has fixed by his own authority. Do live each day as if it would be the last one in your life. It's a very interesting rule. I have heard once somebody has given advices to priests, to us priests. He said, do celebrate every day the Mass as if it would be the last one in your life. And then we provoke, we concentrate, and we try to find attention, concentration, and we devote ourselves more diligently. So for us, every day can be the end of the world, for us personally. But then the love will grow, and we will understand how holy Jesus is, how wonderful it is to serve him, because he is filling us with his divine grace. And this is, so to say, the spirit, the perpetuum mobile of our life with God. And may God then, when we do sufficiently trust in God's providence, then in the end of the days, in eternity, we will only then finally understand what did it mean, how much I have eventually helped other people by a silent sacrifice, by devotion. Nobody has become a witness of it, but God did. And He gave then the grace I have earned in some regards for a person I do never know, I have never learned to know. And I think this is a good program Jesus has given us. Let us try to follow these rules. It's simply not given us to know when the time of the end of the world will come. We have to focus on other things. And so in this intention, we want to celebrate the Holy Mass now, the bloodless sacrifice of Jesus Christ, when He renews His eternal love, devoting Himself on the cross and in the Holy Sacrament. He is again dying spiritually, supernaturally for us here, so we can join Him, devote ourselves with Him, and receiving then the Holy Sacrament, the Holy Communion, hopefully we will experience something like the paradise on earth, what it is really then finally. Amen. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ.